Cast a Spell Over the West by Phineas Jones, read by Ink Junket. Dominic took another drag from his cigarette and looked up at the cloud-covered night sky. There was a chill in the air, and the dampness of the brick wall he leaned against bit through his denim jacket. His cigarette was almost finished, but he didn't feel like going back into the pub just yet. He was bored with the drinks, bored with the people and the come-ons, bored with being almost recognized, and tired of the shy looks from the girls who definitely recognized him. He sighed and tossed his cigarette to the wet ground, grinding it out with the toe of his trainers. He was about to turn through the door of the pub when he heard a loud popping sound and looked up. There was nothing there, but soon he heard the heavy beat of footfalls, and then someone ran into the mouth of the alley. The man, tall and thin, with a shock of ginger hair, stopped short and looked around him in every direction before his eyes settled on Dom, and he started, quickly moving his arm behind his back. Dom thought maybe he was holding something, a stick, but there wasn't enough light in the alley to be sure. The man's chest was heaving with his breath, and Dom thought, looking at him, that he was extremely fit, and he must have been running pretty hard to be that winded. "Did someone just run by here?" the man asked, urgency audible in his voice. "No," Dom answered. "I haven't seen anyone." "Damn," the man said, and leaned forward, putting his hand on his knees and trying to catch his breath. "Are you okay?" Dom asked. The man stood straight again. "Yes, yeah, I'm fine. I just..." He stopped talking and pushed his fringe off his face with one hand, focusing on Dom for the first time. "Have we met?" he asked. You look really familiar." Dom almost rolled his eyes. If not for the ripple of muscles in his forearm and the simply adorable smattering of freckles across his nose now visible as he stepped forward, Dom might have ignored the man's question and headed back into the pub. Instead, he said, "One of the other hobbits," with what he hoped was a disarming grin. "Hobbits?" The man looked genuinely confused. Dom hesitated. That was usually all he had to say. "The Lord of the Rings. I played Merry." The man said nothing, but he made no effort to hide his confusion. "The movies," Dom persisted. "I'm an actor, and I was in those movies." "Oh!" the man exclaimed suddenly, smiling brightly. "Movies. Well, no, that's not how I would know you. I don't, see many movies." "So..." Dom wasn't sure if maybe this guy was kidding. "You haven't even heard of the Lord of the Rings movies?" No. Should I have?" Dom smiled now. Now here was something different. "You look beat," he said. "Can I buy you a beer?" The man looked unsure for a moment, checking behind him and all around, as if looking for someone. "Yeah, all right. That would be great. I'm Ron, by the way." He extended his hand. Dom took it and smiled at him again. "Dom, nice to meet you." Ron glanced around the dimly lit pub and wiped his sweaty palms on his jeans under the table. Dom was at the bar, smiling and chatting with the bartender. Dom seemed to smile at everyone. Cute was a word that kept coming to Ron's mind. This man's eyes sparkled. His smiles were slow and lopsided. His hair was as messy as Harry's, maybe messier. But if Dom was cute, he was some special kind of cute that came laced with dead sexy. His movements were graceful, his body was lean and muscular, and his voice was probably why Ron was still sitting there, against his better judgment. He was completely out of his element. He never went into Muggle establishments without Harry or Hermione, or someone who'd taken the full course of Muggle studies. What could he even talk about? Dom was making his way back to their table, carrying two mugs of beer. He set one down in front of Ron. "So who are you chasing out there?" Ron hoped he didn't look as flustered as the question made him feel. He was more of the type to chase Death Eaters into alleys than the type to smooth-talk Muggles. He was much relieved when an answer came to him. "I saw a bloke snatch a lady's purse down the road. I thought I saw him run into the alley, but I guess he just got too far ahead." "Well, wasn't that chivalrous of you?" Dom seemed to be teasing, and Ron laughed a little, relaxing. Dom's hand was wrapped around the handle of his mug, and Ron noticed there was writing across his knuckles. He squinted and leaned closer, reading, "Trees." Dom seemed only too happy to explain it. this movie he had been in, his passion for trees and the environment in New Zealand. Ron sent silent thanks to his father for explaining the negative effects of Muggle fuels and such. He was able to keep up the conversation for quite a while, and was feeling rather proud of himself when Dom suddenly threw him for a loop. Leaning back in his chair, Dom said, "Enough about me, though. What do you do?" "Thank you, idiot," Ron told himself, taking a drink to give himself time. Useless things came to his mind. The truth first. "I live with and work for the Order of the Phoenix, fighting Death Eaters and you-know-who." Finally, he thought, "Shops. Muggles have shops." "I work at a bookshop owned by a friend of mine." It was almost true. Hermione ran the little shop in Muggle London, mostly as a way to meet with and get messages to other Order members and allies. But Ron was there enough that he didn't even feel like he was telling an outright lie. Sometimes he even shelved books. By the time they left the pub, the effort of constantly monitoring his words had left Ron exhausted. Dom turned to him at the end of the alley. "It was really nice meeting you. Can I give you my number, and we can do this again sometime?" Ron stared blankly. "Number?" Dom was watching him expectantly, and so he nodded. "Great," Dom said, and pulled a wrinkled piece of paper and a short, featherless quill from his pocket. He wrote on the paper and handed it to Ron, and suddenly, with a sinking feeling, Ron understood. Telephone number. He had never learned to use one. He took Dom's extended hand and said goodbye as he turned to go, feeling overwhelmingly sad that he had no real way to find him again. Not without help, at least. And Ron felt he really would rather keep his new friend to himself. "Wait," he called to Dom. Dom stopped and turned toward him. "I don't have a telephone," he said slowly, remembering Harry teasing him once for mixing up the word. "Oh." Dom looked perplexed by this. "But I really would like to see you again." "Well," Dom scratched his head, "where's your bookshop? I could come by and see you." "Great," said Ron, knowing that it was probably a very bad idea, and just not caring. He wrote the address, grateful that it was in a Muggle area, and gave Dom back his little piece of paper. "I'm in the stockroom a lot. Be sure and ask for me." "Okay, then. See you later." "Right, later." Ron smiled to himself as he watched Dom walk away. Dom found the bookshop easily enough. It was on a narrow street lined with antiques dealers. The faded paint on the window read, "Ex Libris, Antiquarian Booksellers." He reached the door just after an old man wearing an extremely odd assortment of mismatched clothes. He might have taken him for a beggar, except that he was clean and smelled very pleasant as Dom held the door open for him to walk through. "Thank you, young man," the gentleman said. Dom smiled. "Sure." Inside, the shop was crowded and dusty. The shelves, a small round table near the back, and every other surface were covered with faded, dry-looking books, with titles and languages Dom couldn't read. At the counter was a young woman with a mass of curly brown hair. She greeted the old man warmly as she sorted through a stack of books and asked if she could help him. "I'm looking for a rare volume of Festus Maps." The woman abruptly stopped what she was doing. "Ah," she said, "the 1585 or the 1592 edition?" 1592, said the man. "Oh, good, I've got it right here." She disappeared behind the counter and then came back with a large brown volume. "This is a beautiful book. I'm sure you'll find the map on page 43 particularly interesting." She spoke as she wrapped the book in thick brown paper and handed it to the man. "Thank you very much, dear." The man winked at her, then, turning, winked at Dom, too, and left the shop with the book tucked under his arm. Dom couldn't decide whether to point out to the woman that he hadn't given her any money. He decided it wasn't his business. "Can I help you find something?" The woman was addressing him, of course, as he seemed to be the only customer left in the shop. "Yes." Dom went to the counter. "I'm looking for Ron. Is he here today?" "Ron?" She seemed surprised for a moment, but suddenly she exclaimed, "Oh, Ron, you must be Dom?" "Yes, that's me." He bounced on his heels. "Hi, I'm Hermione." She stooped below the counter again and reemerged, holding a jar of some kind of powder. "Ron's in back. I'll go fetch him for you." She disappeared through the door behind the counter, and Dom waited, wandering among the shelves, trailing his fingers over the spines of books. He heard the bells on the front door jingle and poked his head out to see a man rushing in. a book open in his hand. He went straight to the counter, laid the books there, and shouted toward the closed door, "Hermione! Hermione, I found it! It was in the last scroll!" There was no answer from the back, and Don wondered where she could have gone. "Hermione!" The man shouted again, and suddenly there were voices beyond the door, and it opened to reveal both Hermione and Ron. Don noticed right away that Ron's shaggy hair was tousled, and there was dust on his shoulders. "The books in back must be in even worse condition," he thought. Ron started when he saw the man at the counter. "Harry! What?" The man, Harry, started to talk again just as Don stepped out from between the shelves, drawing Ron's eyes to him. Ron smiled and quickly came around the counter. Harry paused mid-word and turned to watch them. "Hi," Ron said. He seemed nervous. It looked good on him. His cheeks were a little flushed beneath his freckles, and he kept pushing his hair out of his eyes. "Hi there." Yes, Don thought, Ron really was that attractive. It had been 2 days since he saw Ron in the alley, and he had begun to doubt himself, thinking more about the strangeness of their encounter. Talking to Elijah about it the night before had just made it worse. "Telephone?" Elijah had repeated incredulously. "What, is he Amish?" Dom had to answer that he didn't know a thing about him, except that he worked in a bookshop, chased down purse snatchers, and was extremely easy on the eyes. That, and something he couldn't define. There's just something different about him, something special. "So go to the bookstore already," Elijah had said. And here he was. "Are you really busy?" he asked Ron. "No." Ron shook his head and glanced back at Harry and Hermione, who were doing a terrible job of pretending not to listen. "Actually, I've just finished for the day." "Great. Want to come out then? I thought maybe you'd like to see a film, since you so rarely do." Don thought he was just being a bit cheeky, but he worried for a moment when Ron's eyes went wide, and he hesitated before answering. Yeah, a film. That would be great. Let's go." He stepped toward the door and stopped when Harry called to him. "Ron, come here a minute." "One second," he said, hurrying to the counter where Dom watched Harry whisper to him, and then reach into his pocket and put something in Ron's hand. Ron was even pinker than before when he came back and held the door open for Dom. "See you later," Hermione called as the door closed behind them. Dom asked Ron about his family as they walked to the cinema, and Ron was glad to be able to talk easily. He didn't mention professions, but he told Dom about visiting Bill in Egypt, about his little sister dating his best friend, about Percy not talking to the family for years now, and about the twins and their joke shop. He didn't mention Charlie or what had happened to him, and if Dom noticed that he said he had 6 siblings and only talked about 5, he didn't bring it up. Dom made it seem like everything Ron said was fascinating. When Ron told him about pranks Fred and George used to play, Dom laughed with his mouth wide open and bumped his shoulder against Ron's arm. Ron couldn't remember the last time he'd been around someone who seemed so genuinely interested in him. It was rare for any of them in the order to meet new people like this. They were all so busy. But that wasn't the only reason he was enjoying Dom's company so much. When Dom in turn told him about the people he chose to call his family, friends he had been in a film with, and who had a long list of strange names, or maybe they were normal for muggles, like Elijah, Orlando, and Vigo, his eyes glowed and he couldn't keep the smile off of his face. Ron felt warmth radiating from him, and he realized that he was happier now, walking down the street with Dom, than he had been for a very long while, at least since Charlie was killed. When they arrived at the cinema, Ron let Dom go to the ticket booth first, watching carefully over his shoulder. He tried to be subtle about reading the numbers on the money Harry had given him, and was relieved when he received his ticket and a few bills. Dom had told him what the movie was, but he had already forgotten the title. He was about to ask about it when there was an ear-splitting shriek across the lobby. Ron's hand went instinctively to the inside pocket of his coat, ready to grab his wand, but when he looked around for the source of the sound, he saw it was 2 teenage girls, and they were looking straight at him. "Oh, no," Dom muttered in his ear, and Ron shivered to feel the breath and hear that gravelly voice so close. The girls ran toward them and stopped a foot away, visibly trying to compose themselves. One of them swallowed hard and spoke. "You're Dominic Monaghan." The other girl squeaked and nodded. "Yes, I am. And this is Ron..." He turned to Ron and raised an eyebrow. "Weasley," offered Ron. "Ron Weasley. And you are?" Ron watched as Dom talked calmly with the girls, though the girls were far from calm. They told him repeatedly how much they loved him and how amazing he was. And then they asked for autographs, searching around for things to write on and with. Dom obliged, and then pointedly turned to Ron and said, "I think our film is about to start. Nice meeting you, ladies." Ron was relieved when the girls spoke their breathless goodbyes and wandered away. He wasn't quite sure how to finish. He was used to people recognizing Harry, but no one was ever quite so loud about it. "Yeah, I know." Dom didn't wait for him to finish. "I'm still not quite used to it." "Well, you handled it well." Dom shrugged and led him into the theater. Ron had seen a few films before. He had a rather hard time paying attention. Harry had told him people aren't supposed to talk in theaters, after he was shushed by quite a few people the first time he went. He was glad to know that now, especially since he was there with someone who was actually in movies, something Ron could barely begin to fathom. He found he was more interested in watching Dom than watching the screen, and it was more helpful, too. The movie was apparently funny, but Ron didn't understand many of the jokes. Watching Dom out of the corner of his eyes, though, it was easy to laugh when he did. In fact, it would have been hard not to. When Dom leaned to the side, letting his shoulder rest against Ron's arm, Ron closed his eyes a moment, forgetting the movie, the theater, the wand in his pocket. He wanted, very badly, to lean over and kiss Dom, but he reminded himself sternly that he didn't even know if this was a date he was on. He was bad at picking up on anyone's clues, never mind a muggle's. He reminded himself again of this when Dom leaned up and put his lips to Ron's ear, whispering, "I love this part." "Yes," Ron thought. "Me too." Dom really hoped this was a date he was on. He was having the hardest time picking up cues from Ron, except that Ron seemed nervous a lot of the time, and that seemed like a good sign. During the movie, Dom had experimentally leaned into Ron a bit, his shoulder pressing into Ron's arm, and Ron hadn't moved. Another good sign. The next good sign was Ron's enthusiastic agreement that they should have dinner together. "Great, I'm starving," Ron said, pretending to clutch at his stomach. Dom tried not to let his gaze linger too long on the small strip of skin revealed when Ron pulled up on his t-shirt. Neither of them knew any restaurants in the area, so they decided to try a place they had passed on their way. When they were a few blocks away, Dom's mobile rang out from his pocket. Ron started and reached for his own breast pocket. Dom thought that was odd, since he said he didn't have a phone of his own. "One second," he told Ron, flipping open his phone. "Hello? Did you go to the bookstore?" Elijah's voice rang out right away. "Yeah, this isn't really a good time. Can I call you later?" He grinned apologetically at Ron. "Oh my God, you're with him right now, aren't you? Were you snogging? Did I interrupt?" "Or maybe tomorrow?" "Is he Amish? Did you ask him?" "Right, so I should go now." "You didn't ask him anything, did you? Did you at least find out if he's gay?" Dom sighed heavily. "You totally didn't, wanker. Put him on, I'll ask him." "Great, then. Talk to you later. Bye." Dom closed his phone and looked up at Ron, who was politely trying to look disinterested. He had his hands in his pockets and was looking up at the sky. The streetlights made his hair a crazy bright color, and Dom really, really wanted to kiss him senseless. But there was still dinner. Maybe by dessert he'd have this all figured out. As it turned out, they didn't order dessert. Dinner was such an abysmal failure that Dom saw no point in prolonging it. He had decided that not only was Ron probably not at all interested in him, but he seemed constantly on edge and uncomfortable around him. Dom tried to talk and ask him questions, but he would just tense up and give short, conversation-killing answers. When he asked how he liked the movie, Ron said, "It was good." When he asked him where he went to school, he said, "Up north." He had a little more to say when Dom asked him about his friends, but after telling him that Hermione was very smart and Harry was naturally good at a lot of things, he trailed off, playing with his fork and glancing around them. Seeing Ron rub at his eyes, Dom asked if he was tired. "Nah," Ron answered. "Just been working a lot of nights is all." "Nights? At the bookshop?" Ron tensed again and shifted his gaze to the table. "Yeah, inventory." It was clear as day that he was lying. It had been different earlier, before the film. Ron had talked at length about his family, and Dom had smiled to picture the whole ginger-haired lot of them. They had laughed together, and it had been easy and fun, and Dom didn't understand why it wasn't still that way. He figured Ron must have realized Dom was interested and was trying to put him off, which made him annoyed and a little angry. They paid for dinner, Ron taking a strangely long time to examine each of his bills, while Dom drummed his fingers against his leg. Once outside, they faced each other in an awkward silence that quickly drove Dom mad. There was no point in dragging this out any further. "Look, if you're not interested, all you have to do is say so. I can handle it. You don't have to be all weird and silent or whatever. You're extremely fit. You can't blame me for trying. And you seem like a really great bloke, too. But if you don't want to tell me anything about yourself, that's your thing. Just come out and say it already." Dom clenched and unclenched his hands while he waited for Ron to respond. Ron blinked once, and again. And then Dom flinched as Ron came at him suddenly. But he didn't hit him. He grabbed him by the shoulders and pulled him into the hottest kiss of his life, an honor he bestowed upon it right then and there. Ron's hands on his shoulders were long-fingered and strong. His lips were incredibly hot, and he was doing extremely impressive things with his tongue. Dom gripped Ron's waist, as much to hold his weak-kneed self up as to finally touch that tantalizing patch of skin. Dom was breathless when Ron pulled away. He remained where he was, hands tangled in the shirt at Ron's waist, head tipped up toward him. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be weird," Ron said. Dom thought, "Kiss me again, now, now, now," but managed to take a deep enough breath to say, "My place is rather a mess. Can we go to yours?" Ron grinned, and then suddenly frowned. No, my place... Not again. Dom thought they were past the awkward once the kissing started. But then Ron spoke again. "I don't care if your place is messy. Let's go." "All right, but first..." He laced his fingers into the hair at the back of Ron's head and pulled him down for another kiss. Ron couldn't understand how Muggles could get anything done in a day when it took so incredibly long just to get from here to there. Outside the restaurant, with Dom's hands clutching at his hips and Dom's teeth tugging at his bottom lip, it was all Ron could do to keep from wrapping his arms around Dom and apparating them both back to his room at Order Headquarters. But Dom had agreed that they would go back to his flat and said a cab would be the quickest way to get there. Ron couldn't imagine the slowest way then, since the cab ride took a good 30 minutes at least. They sat quietly in the cab. Ron took Dom's hand and examined the chunky silver rings he wore, twisting them around on his fingers. Then Dom took his hand away and traced the side seam of Ron's trousers, dragging his fingers along Ron's thigh and grinning devilishly. Ron's breath quickened, and he thought the driver was going awfully slowly. By the time they made it inside Dom's flat, Ron had an urgent need to take a piss. Dom laughed and pointed him to the loo, apologizing over and over for the mess. Ron didn't think it was so bad, really. It just looked comfortable. Once inside the dark bathroom, Ron realized he didn't know how to turn on the light. He knew they were electric and that there was some way to switch them on. In the back room of Hermione's shop, there was a chain to pull. He waved his arms over his head, but didn't feel any chain. Eager to finish his business and get back to Dom, he pulled his wand out of his coat and muttered, "Lumos," setting it on the sink while he relieved himself. When he stepped back out of the loo, Dom barreled into him, pushing him backward until the back of his knees hit the edge of a couch and he fell back onto it with a surprised oof. Before he even had time to marvel at Dom's wiry strength, Dom was crawling onto the couch, straddling Ron. Dom was taller this way, sitting on Ron's legs, and he cupped his hands around Ron's jaw and leaned down to kiss him. The kiss was wet and slow, and Ron moaned into Dom's mouth. He wrapped his arms around Dom and put his hands on his backside, pulling Dom's hips against his and kneading his arse. "God," Dom hissed out in a whisper, grinding down against Ron. Dom's stubble scraped against Ron's cheek as he moved to bite Ron's earlobe, breath gusting over Ron's ear and making him shiver. He was starting to worry that he would embarrass himself by coming in his pants. After all, it had been a while, when Dom sat up and backed off of him. He put out his hand to help Ron off the couch. "Come on." Ron followed him into another room, his bedroom. Dom pushed him gently backward again, easing him down onto the bed, pulling off his coat and tossing it to the floor. He slid his hands up Ron's body, catching his shirt and pushing it up until it caught under his arms. When he paused, Ron looked down at him and found Dom looking at him, a big, boyish grin on his face. He looked down at Ron's chest, and then up again, leaning forward to whisper, "Freckles," as if it were the most exciting thing he could think of. Ron's laugh caught in his throat when he felt Dom's tongue and teeth on his nipples. Dom kept moving down his body, tasting and nibbling as he went. Ron's hips jerked involuntarily when Dom bit the skin just below his belly button. "Shh," Dom said, as he smoothed his hands over Ron's hips, undoing his trousers and pulling them off. He paused again, and Ron pushed up onto his elbows to see Dom staring up at him as he drew his tongue along the underside of Ron's cock. Ron fought to keep still and quiet as Dom mouthed the tip, still holding Ron's gaze. When Dom gripped the base with one hand and took the length into his mouth, Ron fell back against the pillows, sucking air in through his teeth and grasping fistfuls of Dom's sheets. Dom twisted his hand, bringing it up to meet his mouth and down again, bobbing his head and making obscene slurping noises that Ron answered with little grunts he couldn't contain. It was so good, so intense, that Ron knew he wouldn't last long. He felt his stomach tense just as Dom moved one hand under him and squeezed his arse. He came hard in Dom's mouth, his whole body jerking with the rhythm of Dom's hand on his cock. When Dom crawled up over to him, he was grinning again. "Do you have any idea how completely hot you are?" he asked Ron. Ron thought about how ridiculous it was to be blushing in front of the man who had just sucked him off, but he could feel the heat in his face and was glad there wasn't much light in the room. It was just that no one ever said things like that to him. Dom settled on top of Ron and kissed him, the cold shock of his belt buckle on Ron's stomach making him gasp. "You're wearing far too much clothing," he mumbled against Dom's lips, noting the press of Dom's erection against his hip. "Yeah?" Dom's voice was thick and heavy. "What are you going to do about that?" Ron rolled them over, pushing Dom onto his back and tugging his shirt up over his head. He watched Dom bite down on the tip of his tongue when he reached for the belt buckle, pulling it open and pressing his hand against the zipper of his jeans. Dom's eyes fluttered closed, and he whispered, "Please." Ron slid Dom's jeans off and lay down alongside him, lightly running his hand along Dom's cock. Dom whimpered and pressed his face into the crook of Ron's neck, whining, "Please," again. He wrapped his hand around Dom's cock, and Dom pressed forward, rocking up off the bed. He wound his fingers into Ron's hair and exhaled little puffs of air against the skin of Ron's neck as Ron stroked him. He said Ron's name as he came, and Ron worried that he might be blushing again and felt like a complete girl for thinking it was really sweet. But it was sweet, and incredibly hot as well, and all around a much better end to his evening than he had anticipated when sitting through dinner, miserably aware of his own inability to hold normal conversation. "This definitely be talking," he thought, as he kissed Dom's neck and collarbone. Dom seemed to agree, looking up at him with a sleepy, satisfied smile. "There's a towel there by the bed table," he pointed. Ron almost asked for what, but remembered just in time. No cleaning terms. Right. Dom didn't ask him to stay, but he curled up against him and pulled the blankets over them, and Ron couldn't think of a single place he'd rather be. Dom lay awake, listening to the soft snuffle of Ron's snore. He was warm and comfortable with Ron's long body spooned against his back, Ron's arm around his waist. He pushed back closer to Ron, feeling the smooth planes of his stomach against his back. He would never have imagined someone working in a tiny old dusty bookshop would be so fit. Then again, who worked nights in a bookshop like that? He knew he should be worrying, knowing there were so many things Ron wasn't telling him, things that didn't make sense. But it was much easier and more pleasant to think about the warm breath on his neck and remember the way Ron had pushed his head back into the pillow and lifted his hips off the bed when he came. Dom let his eyes droop closed with that happy thought. They snapped open again only seconds later when he thought he heard a cracking sound from the other room. He lay still, listened carefully. Did he hear footsteps? Suddenly there was a loud crash and a muffled curse. Dom's heart raced and he nudged Ron with his elbow, whispering over his shoulder, "There's someone in the flat." Ron moved so quickly then, Dom wondered whether he'd been sleeping at all. He rolled to the side of the bed, rustling in his clothes on the floor, and then sat bolt upright. Dom watched, wide-eyed, as Ron extended his arm, pointing a long stick at the doorway to the bedroom. He muttered something, and the end of the stick glowed with a bluish light. Was it some kind of torch? In the light from Ron's torch, Dom saw someone limp into the doorway. He didn't look like someone Dom would take for a burglar. He was young, with round cheeks and light brown hair falling in his eyes. But as unthreatening as the man looked, Dom was terrified now. He scrambled back against the wall, pulling the covers up around his waist. "Neville?" Ron spoke, lowering his arm slightly. "What? How did you..." Neville interrupted, limping quickly into the room. You used your wand. Hermione traced you. He took a deep breath. Ron, there's an attack on the Burrow. The others are already there. Harry sent me. Ron was out of the bed before Neville finished speaking, and Dom blinked as he watched Ron pull on his clothes. Attack? What the hell was going on? He was about to ask that very question when Neville turned to him. I fell over your table. Sorry. Dom couldn't make sense of anything that was happening. Ron was pulling on his coat, slipping the stick into the inside of breast pocket. Neville held something out to Ron, and Dom craned his neck to see what it was. When he saw, he was even more confused. A toothbrush? This person had broken into his flat to give Ron a toothbrush? What the hell? He spoke aloud. I'm sorry, Ron said, turning to him. I'm sorry, I have to go. I'll come back when I can. I'll explain. Sorry. And he turned back toward Neville and grabbed hold of the toothbrush, and they disappeared. Disappeared, as in vanished, into thin air. Dom sat frozen, staring into the space where two people had just stood. He spoke into the empty air. What the fuck just happened? Ron had been standing outside the door of Dom's flat for 10 minutes, his hand in his pocket, staring at the door. He wanted desperately to see Dom again, and at the same time was dreading what might happen when he did. He had a lot of explaining to do, and every bit of it was going to sound crazy. 3 days had passed since he and Neville left Dom's flat by Portkey. By the time they had reached the Burrow, most of the fighting was over. The Death Eaters had found a breach in the wards. Meticulous as Hermione was, they were always finding new places to seal and protect. And the DEs had found one first. But it was small, and they could only get in one at a time. Unfortunately, that didn't stop them from finding the Order's recently acquired maps of Malfoy Manor and taking them back. In the final tally, they'd lost the maps. Luna, the first one on the scene, had been injured, and they'd managed to capture one Death Eater. She was no one of particular importance, though, no one who could present a real loss to the other side. They'd been hoping for at least Crabbe or Zabini. No such luck. But Ron's parents, Bill and Ginny, the Burrow's current residents, were all fine, and Ron was grateful. Most of the time since then, he had spent with Hermione, trying to figure out a way to erase the traces of magic use at Dom's flat. But they'd come up with nothing. Unless the area was sealed beforehand, there wasn't much they could do to remove magical residue. Now, when the DEs searched for order bases, they'd come across Dom's flat as a possible location. Ron had kicked himself over and over for this already. He should have just pissed in the dark. There was no use thinking about that now. He had to talk to Dom. He had to get himself together and just knock. He rapped lightly 3 times and waited. His heart pounded as he heard footsteps approaching on the other side of the door.